Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in the fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company that's here to make sure your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for the fall. So join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. You can all do that by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping using my promo code Bubba. Whether you're brand new or you're already with us at the Manscaped World, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, and that's the Platinum Package 4.0. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use my promo code Bubba. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunks time to shine. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. I see Anna Paulina Hummel.
But by the way, when I walk out of the room, I still have to walk in here and like hit record.
I'm just bullshitting, lover.
I know, but like it sounds bad on the podcast when it's like mid sentence.
All right, let's start over then. Ready?
Okay.
Give me a 3, 2, 1 on your speed.
9, 6, 12, go.
Hello, all. This podcast has been started by one Blitz K. We were talking about some real cool shit until Blitz said, "Hey, motherfuckers, I didn't hit the record button, and it sounds like shit when I get it mid sentence." So we're gonna have a formal opening now, which isn't gonna be near as funny as what we were talking about earlier, but we didn't hit the record button. This podcast is sponsored by Honest Ad, Philip JP Knight, 123 ABC, Woo! Hummel.
Did you give him a shout out on your next review deal?
Yes, I did. I only fucked up one time.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I was in Warsaw, Indiana, and caught up in the moment. But other than that, I don't know. After I denoted that I would be, all drive-through food review chicken sandwich Willie's would be sponsored by Honest Father. I don't know.
Did you stop that upload and redo it?
No, but I can.
Okay. We talked about it on the pre-show meeting we were having out in the green room.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm going to go ahead and put that up right now, my man. That'll be four. And again, in a very responsible type deal, I already got a Thursday deal done on a fucking Monday.
Oh, wow.
Boom. Next. I'm just going to put drive food. I'm just going to put food. Because food review.
So I guess it's official. Yee is buying Parler.
Yeah, don't you think we should probably get something over there? You already got it. You already got our deal up there.
I think that's one of the ones where I tried to and we couldn't. Somebody already has it, maybe.
Really?
I believe so.
Well, that
there was a couple social medias that other people got
squatted on us.
Yeah.
Now when you say they got, is it a fan or is it a troll or what?
I don't know.
Could we talk to that individual?
Well, a lot of these, it doesn't tell you who actually owns them.
Oh.
It just says it's taken.
And then maybe those people forget that they have certain things, but.
Yeah.
Shut up, Lummy.
Yeah, Lummy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Blitz knows I'm somewhat right.
What?
Blitz knows I'm somewhat right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Blitz, you kind of know who's got it?
No, not on this one.
Oh.
I'm just saying sometimes you ask people and they forget, but then you find out it really technically probably was them.
Well, we need to try and find out.
Let's see. Yeah, we got to be with Weezy.
Hold on.
I mean, it's going to be a nothing, but.
Deion Sanders had never. Oh, 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that from, was that?
Last night, 60 Minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they saying that he, why didn't I have that in my fucking.
It was only available this morning, I saw.
Oh.
On CBS News.
Well, we can play it right now.
Yeah, would you like me to send it to you? I actually kind of added it already to tomorrow's prep because I saw it and I'm like, ooh, I want to add that.
Blitz, I probably should get Deion on soon, don't you think?
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Well, I don't like to bug him. Like, I don't want to, gotcha. You know, like. I like to make it kind of a little few and far between waiting for Anna Hummel.
Yeah, but you were going to go up there and, you know, show the guys how to block and, you know, get offense line.
Lummy, I just get so fucking tired. I'm old, Lummy. I'm old, buddy.
I know, but you look
I'm
so
old.
Good now, though.
Yeah, you do.
His personality is flamboyant as his football talent. Deion Sanders had two nicknames during his Hall of Fame NFL career. He was Neon Deion and.
And by the way, he hated.
Neon Deion.
Neon Deion.
You gave him that nickname.
I don't know, but he hated
it. Why he hated it?
He just hated it. He never liked that.
Prime time.
So if I call him Neon Deion when he's on?
He'll be like, Sponge, tell your co-host not to call me that.
Sanders high-stepped it to Mississippi, and at age 55, he's now the head football coach at Jackson State, an historically black university, or HBCU.
Lummy, is he gone or is he sticking around? Ty J and I say he's sticking around. Does this one address that? Does it address?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it yet.
Sanders' salary.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of, but.
He's gone.
$500,000 is less than 5% of what one state over, Alabama, pays its coach, Nick Saban. Yet Jackson State might be the hottest program in America, poaching talented recruits and winning games in equal measure. Powered by, yes, the style, but also the substance of the man who now calls himself Coach Prime.
Coach Prime.
The story will continue in a moment.
I gotta sit through.
Peaceful state.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Pancakes.
Oh, pancakes.
Oh, there's Rhett.
Oh, Rhett just popped a boner.
Pancakes do sound good right now. Like this very minute, I could really tear into some fucking pancakes.
I like pancakes for dinner. I'm not a big breakfast pancake person.
I'll eat pancakes anytime. I also like waffles.
Waffles, I say, are superior.
And you know what? I got to be honest.
You have a waffle maker, though.
Yeah, no, Eggos. Eggos, man. Let go of my Eggos. I'm a big Eggo guy. Put them right in a toaster.
Let go of my Eggo.
Your defending SWAC champion.
Deion Sanders had never coached in college when he agreed 2 years ago to try and rescue Jackson State from football irrelevance.
Why are you here? I truly believe with all my heart and soul that God called me collect. And I had to accept the charges.
You accepted the charges.
I had to accept the charges.
He's got so many good fucking.
But understanding when you accept those type of charges is going to cost you something.
God's called me collect.
And what did he say to you?
My credit's not good enough to accept the charges. And he hung up.
What's it cost you?
A lot of sleep. But I can't say I don't love it. I love every darn minute of it.
It doesn't hurt that his team is darn good. The Jackson State Tigers are.
Deion never cusses. He's never had a sip of alcohol, and he's never smoked.
A sip of alcohol?
He's never had a sip of alcohol. He's never smoked anything in his life, and he doesn't cuss.
Blazing through their HBCU football opponents. 11-2 last season, undefeated so far this season.
Everybody do their job. Just do your job.
Now, Lummy, is Shador, I think statistically he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Yeah.
Is there? I don't think you can be 1AA. Are they 1AA?
Yes. And no, he cannot win the Heisman.
He can't, can he?
No. They have their own.
What?
Like,
if he had his, if they could, would he be in the conversation? Or just the lack of the strength of schedule.
Pretty much, the only way he would get in the talks is if, like Jackson State, during their non-conference schedule, would go play Division I schools.
Like go play like LSU or somebody like that, Ole Miss, and then whip their ass.
Exactly.
As the Tigers rack up points, led by Deion's son, quarterback Shador Sanders, and you wonder how they'd fare against the football elites, the so-called Power 5 schools.
I wonder if now that Shador... is because the video that I have with him and Tom Brady was when he was still a high school.
Yeah,
he was
true.
A senior in high school. Now he is a sophomore in college, and
22 touchdowns, four interceptions.
And they're saying one of the, you know, one of the statistically best. I wonder if we should re-release that Tom Brady Shador deal.
I think give it over to Rhett.
Let Rhett put his magic on it, and it could be a short.
Have it just be instead of Dion and you, like have it Tom Brady teaching Shador in the offseason.
Yeah. Blitz, I'll get that over to him, okay?
Tom Brady teaches Shador. Tom Brady teaches Deion Sanders' son.
Yeah. Shador.
Yeah, but definitely put Deion in there.
Sanders took the job.
Lummy, I'm going to get that over to you and Rhett, okay?
Perfect.
But Jackson State, 3 months after.
Rhett, should I just upload that all, the little pieces of video that I have up to our YouTube? Yeah. That be easier for you? Yeah. Okay, buddy.
After George Floyd's murder. Timing, he says, that was no coincidence.
It was relevant because it's a lot of folks sit back on the with Twitter fingers and talk about what they're going to do. And I wanted to go do it.
Do what?
Change lives. Change the perspective of HBCU football. Make everyone step up to the plate and do what's right by these kids.
Man, 13 minutes on 60 Minutes.
That's pretty strong.
I bet Dan's jealous. Did you see that gold whistle he has?
No, but I'm just saying, like, you talk about as Americana and a huge part of pop culture real estate, right? I mean, like, on only the most important. I mean, 60 Minutes is such
it's iconic.
Yeah, it's very.
Ashley Robinson, Jackson State's athletic director, pursued rumors that Sanders might be interested in coaching and offered him a job.
What's been the impact here at Jackson State?
Smartest guy in the world, right there.
Since he's arrived.
Coach Prime was the biggest hire in college football. I'm talking about Power 5 level. He's the biggest hire in college football.
All of college football.
All of college football.
And you got him, buddy. Great job.
There's no other Deion Sanders.
What's Deion Sanders worth to Jackson State?
Ooh, I don't think I can put a number on it. I don't think it's enough zeros. I mean, he's worth a whole lot.
The bump in attendance, buzz, and commerce is especially welcome in a city marked by poverty. Deprivation that can be glimpsed just on the other
side. Like Lummy's place.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy.
Poverty.
I mean, since when is 60 Minutes taking footage of your house and the up and coming Seminole Heights?
Pitbull's wife right there.
That can be glimpsed just on the.
Is that your place over there, Lummy?
Yeah, that's
and
right
this
there.
Is Pitbull's?
Yep.
Okay. Your place is a little nicer, ain't
it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Other side of the fence from the JSU football
field. That's where I'm living, right there.
Yep.
1103. That's the studios, 1103.
Trailer behind it.
Yeah, and Lummy, notice the tinfoil on
the
The program was depressed as well. Time was.
Although the greatest of all time. The greatest of all time, and that comes tough for me as a Packer fan to say, Walter Payton went to Jackson State.
As Jackson State produced four Hall of Fame NFL players, including running back Walter Payton. But when Sanders arrived, not one Jackson State player had been drafted in 12 years.
What struck you about being here on this campus?
The need.
What kind of needs are you sensing here?
You want to start in alphabetical order or in numerical?
Sanders was immediately confronted with the economic realities of HBCUs and with the social cleavages of Mississippi.
What were the facilities like?
That's my favorite kind of cleavage.
Horrible. And I'm sitting up there thinking, even to this day, how can a public high school in Texas look better than a college?
Football facilities where you lived in Texas were better than this.
School. Forget the darn football facility. The whole darn school.
Right.
That shouldn't be right.
Jackson State's old practice field was so shabby when it rained that Tigers had to bus to a local high school. Coach Prime reached out not to a wealthy booster, but to Walmart, which built Jackson State a brand new practice field. Next, he had a new locker room built. The attention Sanders has brought to HBCU football has translated into...
I mean, he has been able to get all kinds of sponsors.
...revenue spike for his league, the Southwestern Athletic Conference. Dr. Charles McClelland is the conference commissioner.
Did you expect him to have this kind of an impact?
Hold on, Rhett. I got some... I got maybe the next... I got the next girls you might be interested
athletic
in.
Pancakes and the pizza.
These are the Rhett-ets. The Rhett-ets.
Yeah.
The Rhett-ets. Hold on. Look.
Dr. Charles McClelland.
Rhett doesn't even know.
99 problems and the biggest one is the... Oh, Jesus.
Hold on. Rhett doesn't even know which one to pick. That's like a smorgasbord.
Rhett, put your pants back on.
Damn.
McClelland is the conference commissioner.
Okay. Man, I think Rhett's going for this one back here.
Oh, I don't know. That one in the blues.
He wants a foursome.
Look at that
did
blue
you
one.
Expect him to have this kind of an impact on HBCUs when he came to Jackson State?
I did not, and I often say this. I've been around stars before. This is the first time that I've been around a superstar, and I really did not realize
what
the difference.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, a superstar can enter any room, can enter any...
Oh, yeah, Deion takes over, man, the minute he walks
boardroom.
In.
Coach Prime is a business person. Coach Prime has opened up doors for the Southwestern Athletic Conference that we could not get into.
Pepsi, American Airlines, Procter & Gamble, all are new sponsors of Jackson State or the conference. Call it the Prime Effect. But for all the flash, Sanders is defiantly old school, even by football standards.
Oh, he is so
whistle.
He is so stiff. He is so stiff.
What other head coach brings his own lawnmower to the practice facility?
I may tell you once, hey, you know that grass needs to be cut on Thursday, okay? Now, if you don't cut it, I'm going to go do it.
That's you in a nutshell right there.
I can't. It's unfathomable to me to understand that you don't want to do your job and you're getting compensated for. That's not the generation I came from.
We don't have water, therefore we don't have ice.
Also unfathomable to Sanders, how the city of Jackson hasn't been able to provide clean water consistently, or sometimes any water at all. At one point, a documentary team caught him bathing out of necessity in a hotel swimming pool near the stadium.
Oh, the water crisis here was a national story. Tell me specifically how that
Deion knows how to work it.
Impacted your program these last few months.
Forget our program. It impacted the whole darn city. I'm not into...
By the way, Lomi, I got that same... In fact, you know what? Tomorrow, I'll wear it. I don't know if Deion and I bought them together, but I have that same gold chain.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he gifted it to me or we bought them together when I was rolling with him. I'll bring it tomorrow.
Sweet. Water crisis here was a national story. Tell me specifically how that impacted your program these last few months.
Forget our program. It impacted the whole darn city. I'm not into politics.
Lemme, you think I need to start wearing that? Maybe wearing that a little bit?
100%.
Yeah, run the whole darn city.
Run the whole darn city.
And I feel as though our people should be taken care of a lot better.
Just to be clear, in wealthier areas, they did all right with their water. I wonder if there isn't some parallels between HBCUs and resources.
Shoot, you know darn well there's a parallel with HBCUs and resources. Underserved and overlooked.
What do you do about that?
Don't think that this piece isn't going to be huge for him on one, where he goes next, Lummy. He's going to be the most sought-after coach. He probably is.
Yeah, they try to talk about him at the NFL, and he's like, no, I'm not leaving college. So he knows he's going
to
stay in the college.
He'll never go to the NFL ever. No, never. But he will be. He may, after this, be a Power 5 guy or at least stick around till Shador is done and then be the next $8, $10, $12 million guy.
You think Shador will play professionally?
Yes.
It would benefit Shador for him to go Division I in the next 2 years.
That's what I do about that.
As if the water crisis weren't enough, last season Sanders
was in, damn near died.
Was hospitalized with life-threatening blood clots that had formed in his leg.
Did you have any idea at the time how serious this was?
No, not whatsoever.
Sanders had to endure 9 surgeries. 2 of his toes were amputated. A chunk of his leg was removed. He spent 20...
I did remember talking to him last year when he first got out and said, Sponge, this was the scariest thing I've ever been through. I thought I was going to die. Or at least they were talking about death because of sepsis.
Uh-huh.
And then they were talking about amputation, not of toes, but from the knee on down.
3 days in the hospital, and when he returned to his team, he needed help moving around.
Everything's going good, man.
Twice a day, his damaged leg is rubbed to get the blood flow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were talking about amputee down from the knee down.
A towering athlete in American sports who once darted and dashed into the end zone, who played in 2 Super Bowls and 1 World Series.
Up the middle of him.
We didn't mention that? Yeah, he played Major League Baseball, too. That man may never run again.
I had my turn. Now I'm helping someone else dominate theirs.
Though Sanders now limps noticeably and struggles to stand for an entire practice, his ambition persists.
Full speed by the ball. Do not stop until you hit his whistle.
The entrenched college football powers are getting nervous. It's one thing for Sanders to recruit his sons, Shiloh, a defensive back, and Shadur, the star quarterback.
By the way, Shiloh does the best. Have you seen his Deion impersonations, Lemmy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're the best.
Check me out, Mom. Throw me that hat.
But heads really swiveled last winter when Travis Hunter, considered the top-ranked recruit in the country, switched his commitment to Jackson State from Florida State, where, ironically, Sanders starred in the 1980s.
What changed your mind?
Coach Brown. He just let me know how big of an impact I can have on the people, and that's one of the things I want to do. I want to shine a light on our people and shine a light on HBCUs.
Our people, you mean?
Yeah, African Americans.
What he was going to do was normal. It's been done. Big-time recruit going to a big-time school. But a big-time recruit chooses to go to Jackson State? Oh, that changes the trajectory of so many other kids. Now they're saying, if it's good enough for Travis to go there and play, it may be good enough for me. So that's a game-changing decision that he made for so many.
Disruption.
That's it.
Hold on, Rhett's getting crazy.
Rhett, calm down.
Rhett's getting a bony.
There is an undercurrent here. If the top recruits, who are predominantly African-American, get a taste of the full HBCU football experience in stadiums packed with people who look like them, it could be a powerful pull. Just listen to Shadur, Deion's son, immediately after...
Yeah, let me... Again, this would be more... My video would be more topical than it's ever been.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, with Shadur being on 60 Minutes.
Yep.
A lopsided home win last month.
Tens of thousands of fans, tailgate, band. What's it like playing a home game like this?
Man, it's amazing. You see all these people. It's just, it's real lovely. And just playing at home in Jackson, they needed us to pull through.
HBCUs are starting to think big and dream big.
You were a good high school football player. You said
I was a great high school football player.
You said you weren't considering HBCUs.
And they never recruited me. That's why I never considered HBCUs. HBCUs just start recruiting the 4- and 5-star players just recently because they never thought they could get them. Now they believe.
But can HBCUs compete with schools where players' lockers are designed like first-class airplane cabins and rehab facilities feature underwater treadmills?
Kid gets hurt here, there's no hydrotherapy pool.
No. You better get in the pool with a fan in there. That's about it.
That's how you do hydrotherapy here.
That's about it. But put a little fan in there with a little battery. Hope you don't get electrocuted.
JSU's entire football budget is only $4 million.
Ohio State, Alabama, 15 times that.
Yeah, and we came down to the final two, us in Alabama, for this big lineman that we almost had a few days ago.
How's that make you feel?
It makes me feel good. Because we were right there neck to neck with Alabama, and we broke. So what if?
We broke.
So what if? And I'm hoping a political figure or someone, some billionaire out there saying, you know what? I'm a bet on Prime, man. Let me go help that program. Because I just want to see what it would be like if he had the resources these other schools would have.
The cinematic version of the story has Coach Prime sticking it out at Jackson State as the program grows on par with those of the Power Five. The reality, it may not be long before he takes his gold whistle to a school that doesn't need to beg for resources.
What happens when a Power Five school says, give us a number, we'll make it work?
I'm going to have to entertain it.
You are?
Yes, I'm going to have to entertain it.
Well,
straight up.
That's not right.
Well, I'd be a fool not to.
Sanders says he needs to look after his assistants, who are wildly underpaid by college football standards.
What's up, babe?
Sanders has ruled out one bigger leap.
You don't want to coach in the NFL?
Not one bit.
Why not?
It's hard for me to coach a person that makes a lot of money that does not truly love the game that blessed me. And I don't want to go to jail.
What are you going to jail for?
Because I'm going to jump on somebody. I will come out at halftime with half the team.
It's that offensive
to
you.
We'll go in, and half the team will come back out at halftime. Yeah.
If you had a bunch of guys dogging it, it's that offensive to you.
I couldn't do it. I just challenged a walk-on. I said, dude, you're a walk-on. You're supposed to be trying to get my attention, and you chilling? I said, you're going to be a walk-off if you do that one more time. Not a walk-on. You're going to be a walk-off.
what's the significance of winning to Deion Sanders? Let's just say Vince Lombardi never put it quite like this.
I got to win in every facet of life. That's what winning is, and we that's our natural odor. We don't even use cologne. Baby, we are winning. We smell like winning around him. You saw us on the practice field, you walked and you, when we first met, you could feel that you shook the hand of a winner. You felt that. I know darn well you had to call somebody and say, hey, man, I should met Coach Prime, baby. Something about him, he's magnetic. I'm going to win. But not only win, I'm going to dominate.
Now, Red, some of the videos I'm getting ready to send to you might be doubles. So, And there's also a couple screenshots that you might want to use of pictures that I include. Like there's a picture of Tom, Deion, and Shador all together that I took that you might want to open. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's who I am.
So,
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Lummy, at the end of the day, man, I mean, it looks like...
Yeah, I think if someone comes with a big offer, Shador can jump in that, his son can jump in it. He brings his assistants.
Right now, what's the biggest one?
Right now, that most likely, obviously Wisconsin, I don't think he's going to go there. You got Auburn. I think he'll stay in the South.
I think he goes to Auburn.
I would say Auburn. I don't think he's going to go to Nebraska, but Auburn is the biggest available.
Is that the biggest available?
Yeah.
But do you stick around?
I mean, Florida State could be available. I mean, they've lost, they obviously were 4-1 at one point. I think they're 4-3 now. They keep losing. Florida State could say, well, because they've been close every game. Every game they've been close or winning. They lost to Clemson by, I think, 6 or 7. I mean.
That's not bad. I mean, Clemson's what?
Number 5. But still, they had a chance to win. And then the game before that against NC State, who was 10.
Many years left on that guy's contract?
Norvek, I think 2.
Oh, that ain't shit.
That's what I'm saying. So they maybe say, look, there were some close games, bad play calling. Obviously, if he turns the nose up and goes 8-4 or 9-3, I think they keep him.
But do you think Deion would Florida State be his first love, you think?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But, I mean, do they have the facilities?
Oh, yeah, they just built they've been upgrading the facilities. I know they got the indoor practice facility now. They've redid their locker room a couple years ago. And I think he could bring a lot of money in there.
Yeah. And bring him back, right? I mean, at one time, Florida State was one of the most premier
'90s and the 2000s.
How many? They have a couple national championships.
They got three. They should have had more, but they would always lose to Miami, who would go on to win the national championship with it, because Florida State would have that wide left or wide right.
How about
goal.
The Florida Gator guy?
It's his first year. They're going to keep him around.
Yeah,
there's no way that they're going to fire him after 1 year.
Even if Deion's available?
Yeah, because, I mean, they brought him up at the
Florida State have him.
Yeah, Florida State. Because even Miami has a new coach. I mean, USF's going to be looking, so.
Anna, you look at you. You audibly feel exhausted. So do I.
Oh,
I didn't even know you were over there.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I can't really.
Is there any sports at all that we could talk that you like, or none? Zero.
UFC probably.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But other than that, no.
No.
No, I just don't. I don't care. Which is odd because I really like exercise science and exercise in terms of. Just like the, what was it going with that? Nutrition and stuff like that. But when it comes to the actual sports and stats, it's boring.
What sport? I mean, I used to be a NASCAR guy with me. We were big NASCAR guys.
Yep. I don't watch it at all anymore.
Neither do I.
I'm not a big fan of woke sports, so I don't really watch sports much anymore.
And I think everybody is, but I don't think UFC's woke. They're probably the least woke of all.
Yeah.
Just by nature of being how combative it is. Right?
Yeah.
But I think everybody else is woke. Fucking the NBA is right at the top of being woke.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would have never watched that to begin with, but...
But, I mean, let me back in the day, I was an NBA guy with Larry Bird and the
Celtics.
I was
an NBA guy, too. Yeah, Jordan back then, and Bird, all them, in the 90s.
During some press conferences, they'll try to go woke with it, with the UFC stuff. Like, they've asked black guys about Joe Rogan when he was going through his stuff, and Ronda Rousey about, you know, doing it for women, but it always just gets shut down. Because I feel like those athletes, especially, they just know that it's all about just hard work and just being a badass. Everything else doesn't matter.
And ethnicity has zero to do with it.
Yeah, they know that if they make money if they bring in numbers. They don't care what color they are, what gender they are. You know, that's what Ronda Rousey says. She said, I don't think Dana White's trying to do something nice for the ladies. He was just like, he knows that I bring in the numbers. And right. I'm the headline fight, and I get paid the most for that reason.
Who is
the only color that matters is green.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the current women's face of UFC?
The lioness, Amanda Nunes. I mean, that chick beat her, but they had the second rematch, and then Amanda won. Amanda Nunes is probably is considered the greatest female UFC fighter of all time.
So she's like a GSP or Anderson Silva or like on the mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. She's number one.
I got to tell you, like on Saturday night when I'm going through my pay-per-view shit and I find myself, and even like, not the big sexy like UFC 255, like the big, yeah. But even like just every weekend they have like an ESPN Plus mm-hmm. or, you know, I find myself watching it and I especially love when the girls are fighting.
Just because you think they're hot?
No. I mean, if they're hot, then yeah, it's even more intensified. But I think that I just think that women fight more quick. I think they fight quicker, and I think there's more action as far as, like, you know, you don't ever see girls just standing around fucking throwing, like, Randy Couture-like punches. You know, they go down. Like, they fucking, like, the girls, there's just not, and you know more about this than I do, Anna, but there seems to be, like, there's not a lot of just... In men's UFC, there's some guys who are just strikers, and they like to stay on their feet. Like, mm-hmm. remember Randy Couture? He very rarely would go. He'd just knock you the fuck out.
Yeah.
Well, in women, it seems like it always goes to the ground, and I think that I just appreciate UFC more when it goes to the ground. I like mm-hmm. a guy getting his fucking face kicked in and, you know, all that shit. But I like when it goes to the ground and you can really watch the art of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I think that might just have to, there might be a correlation just with size.
Yeah, I think so.
Like the smaller fighters, men or women, they just tend to be more technical. Whereas with like the big boys, it's just like heavy blows.
It's like when the Lucha Libre became popular in wrestling.
Yeah, like the high flyer versus the guy that wrestled mm-hmm. just with, like, you know, in wrestling, there are big men and they wrestle you clothesline, boot to the face, mm-hmm. drop down, get it again, just little stuff.
Yeah.
Wrestled like a big man. But then, Blitz, you're right, you get the Lucha Libres and they'd fucking go off the top rope, triple flip into the fucking deal.
Exactly.
And then,
like, they can. Like, you look at, like, heavyweight fighters like Daniel Cormier and that Stipe guy, Miok Stipe.
Yeah.
Just huge. I mean, it was just like, haymakers, huge blows. I don't even think there was
Brock
a lot of
Lesnar.
Groundwork. Yeah, but then you see the smaller fighters, they're the ones that are, like, flying through the air, getting on the ground, getting all twisted up like a pretzel.
I love watching girls UFC.
Yeah, it's good.
I've been lately kind of into bare knuckle fighting. Oh, that shit's brutal.
Fuck that.
It is.
That is fucking brutal. Like, my Lord, all they do is put a little bit of tape
I know.
On their knuckles just a little bit. And then they fucking go, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a wonder. You want to talk about concussed. At least in UFC, are they 4 ounces? I think the gloves are 4 ounces. I think they are.
I think so.
I think they're four. Let me ask Alexa.
Fingers.
Hey, Alexa, what size gloves do UFC fighters use? I think 4 ounces.
From TorontoSun.com. Later in the afternoon, UFC president Dana White was on ESPN's Sports Center, where he said the fight will be contested at 154 pounds and that both fighters will wear 10-ounce gloves.
Shut up. Hey, Alexa, on UFC sanctioned fights, what size gloves do they use?
From PugsNews.com. Under Nevada regulations, 10-ounce gloves are required in fights above 147 pounds, and the bout is set for 154 pounds.
Let me bing. 4 to 6 ounces.
There you go.
On the bare knuckle or on UFC?
No, on UFC. 4 to 6 ounces on UFC. I think Rob Com told me that. I think Blitz, the 6 ounces are, it's kind of like weight specific, where like the heavyweights will wear like the sixers, and then the small guys wear the fours.
Okay.
So, and then somewhere in between. Because, man, you know, you can't put a fucking 4 ounce glove on Brock Lesnar. He'll kill you. You know, I will tell you this, Anna. I think the referee, I was watching a UFC fight this past weekend, couple guys beating the shit out of each other.
Mm-hmm, as they do.
And the referees, man, they kind of know when to stop it.
Well, I hope so. Another job.
No, I'm just saying, otherwise, wouldn't it be, there'd be far more concussions. I don't even know the last time somebody died from a UFC.
I do. He was, his name was like Max or something. I think he was out of Russia, but he was 28 and he died a few days after a fight.
Was it a UFC sanctioned deal? Or was it just a Muay Thai Jiu Jitsu deal?
It was mixed martial arts. I'm pretty sure it was UFC. I could be wrong, but I'll check. It was definitely mixed martial arts.
And he died?
He died, yeah. And he had a wife and I think a kid.
You started a GoFundMe?
I don't know.
Should have. After that little bit of data, we could probably say goodbye.
Yeah, Maxim Dadashev. This was in 2019.
Read it.
I guess it was a boxing match.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe that was my
mistake. I can't tell you the last time a UFC, you know, a... Let me ask Alaska.
Alaska.
It's the Russian version.
Yeah. Alexa, when's the last time a UFC fighter died?
From traumaticbraininjury.net, Tim Haig, a 34-year-old UFC fighter, died on Sunday, June 18, 2017, after sustaining a severe brain injury in a boxing match with Adam Braidwood.
That was a boxing match.
Did she
match,
say that
though?
Was from traumaticbraininjury.net?
I think she did.
That was a website.
But wasn't that, didn't she say from a boxing deal? She didn't say from a mixed martial arts
deal. No, she didn't.
Deal.
If you want to go MMA, not UFC, it's Sam Vasquez was 35. He was participating in the Renegades Extreme Fighting, which is MMA.
Right. And when did he die?
He died in 2016.
Yeah, there you go.
But that wasn't UFC.
No, I know, but okay. Still.
I miss the real UFC.
Yeah, where like a 190-pound guy could take on a 140-pound guy.
Yeah.
Remember there was no
Butterbean was fighting.
But Blitz, remember Ken Shamrock and Hoist Gracie?
The real UFC.
But do you remember, Blitz? Like there were no weight classes, so it was literally the baddest man fucking around.
And it was like the first few were, I mean, it wasn't fight to the death, but like close.
What was UFC 1 like? Can somebody send me a link to UFC 1?
Hmm.
Well, I don't know if there was a UFC 1.
Oh, there, I mean, what's the
Hoist Gracie was the winner in the UFC 1.
Can you send me a link?
I'm like, looking for.
Was that like modern day UFC?
It was in 1993. I'm trying to find it.
Here, I got it.
Honest got it. And what do you got for me?
Yeah, what Lummy's talking about? The 93 fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Hoist Gracie, which, by the way, Lummy, we've had in studio many
times.
I'd
like to introduce you to what is called the Ultimate Fighting Challenge, to where they're having different fights, different types of...
Yeah, I mean, Blitz are calling it UFC 1.
Okay.
Disciplines, karate, judo, jiu-jitsu, savate, kickboxing, sumo wrestling.
It's not a ring at all. It's an octagon. 8 sides. It's got a fence here. A little bit of give. No
rings.
Is that
Rogan?
26 years old.
No.
A jiu-jitsu master. He hails from Torrance, California.
And by the way, Anna, he always wore a gi.
I know.
And he'd fuck you up. He'd fuck
fights.
You up with a gi.
I know.
This guy, this black guy, thinks he's gonna get something on Hoist.
It's weird. They're not even wearing the same gloves or anything.
He's only wearing one glove.
Yeah, it's like a Michael Jackson.
Yeah, like I do in a beat a video.
Yeah.
Here it is. There's Hoist.
Ariana, so he went right to the ground. Mm-hmm. Hoist did.
We're watching Hoist take the mouth position.
Nah, you're over. You're done. You're done.
That's exactly what
he did. Is that a full mount there?
Yeah.
He wants to be. He's
got his hooks in.
This is not a good place.
You can't grab it. You can't pull it in tight.
You bet. If I were him, perhaps he might think about taking that thing off right now.
Take a break and take it off.
Is he tapping?
Yeah.
He just bowed out. He just tapped out.
He just tapped out.
Well, Anna, what did he tap out on?
I don't
on?
Know. I couldn't see.
Because he's a boxer and doesn't know why he can't breathe.
That's amazing. It doesn't take much. It is just a frightening experience.
It just looked like Hoist put a little head pressure in. That's it, Anna. And a motherfucking boxer.
It's built to have somebody
by the way, Blitz, you know you're a jobber boxer when you're walking in with one glove.
Right.
You bet.
I'm absolutely ready for this one, Dave.
I think this is going to be the best fight of the evening.
All right, so this is...
Ken Shamrock versus
Shamrock.
And Anna, when they would just keep going, like, you know, Hoist just had to fight. How many times did he have to fight
really?
That night? Yeah, he had to fight again.
So if you win, you just kind of stay in.
What's that?
If you win, you just stay in, keep fighting.
Yeah, last man standing.
Like in Ken Shamrock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, I don't blame him.
I don't either. There they go. Look at that. Is it a...
Look at him,
oh,
Anna.
He's a wrestler. Okay.
Look at
him.
Big joke right away.
Hoist is up.
How good is Hoist, Anna? Just...
I mean, yeah, he's a boxer.
And now he's trying to put the person between his guard. He's got... There goes that kick to the back, right on the...
Going right
back.
Into the kidney there.
Exactly. Yeah. Ken's got his right leg up, trying to prevent Hoist from getting his left leg over. And now Hoist has him in what appears to be...
Is he trying to get an arm bar
it
here, Anna?
Like it
position.
Like
Hoist takes the mount. That's exactly where Hoist wants to be.
Oh,
now, what Hoist is probably going to try to do is get his right leg, his left leg over Ken's.
And Ken Shamrock was a stud.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what he's trying to do,
Hoist is going to give him the good news here in a minute.
I think Ken is trying to do is keep
it's like no weight classes.
No weight classes, no nothing.
Yeah. Leg again. Same thing he did with his previous opponent.
That's not good.
What's Hoist trying to get in here, Anna? Like that thing that you got on me, the side
well, back wallet. Control looks like it's going for a choke, obviously.
Looks like he's going for the back.
Oh, and once you get a guy's back, it's over, right?
Unless you're really good at defending yourself and getting out of it, yeah. But especially this guy. Yeah,
he tapped.
There's the tap. Hoist actually had him in a choke.
Why did he keep going?
And he tapped. He tapped four times.
He said, I want to make sure you tap.
You tap, motherfucker? You tap?
Yeah, he's like, I want to make sure you tap.
I saw it four times.
Oh, Hoist's like, motherfucker, you tap, bitch.
That's it.
This is the championship. This is for the ultimate.
So, Anna, this is his third fight of the night.
Fighting champion.
Lummy, we should bring in some of the Hoist shit some from back of the day.
Fighters, I'm sure respect
to. Anna, he used to come in like two or three times a year and would just
really
hang out with us.
Yeah, that's
I didn't
awesome.
Even know how much of a fucking legend he was. I mean, right? Like one of the greatest of all time. The kind of the godfather of the USA jiu-jitsu, right?
I don't really know the history all too well.
In UFC, UFC 1, he was the only guy doing jiu-jitsu. There, Ken Shamrock was a what they call shoot fighting. There
right.
was boxing guy, karate.
And then this guy.
Karate.
They make each other great, great. Kickboxing.
I mean, it's not really fair in the sense that, like, one of them's a boxer, one of them's a jiu-jitsu artist, the other one does wrestling.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
it was. But back then, it was just like it's like racing, run what you brung. It's just the right. baddest motherfucker
well,
there is.
Ultimate fighting champion. It's a fighting.
I understand, but once this guy gets you to the ground, like you're done.
You're done.
Goes behind.
So that's all he has to do.
Take him down and...
Now, if
and
he
if
could
you
only
know it,
strike, he would lose,
right.
you know, so...
But he's like, fuck striking. I'm
well,
going to go
of course,
to the ground.
Look at him. He's in his gi.
In fact, I think his gi said fuck striking.
Yeah.
If you watch Hoist, that foot, there's the takedown.
Okay,
it's,
and now
it's
they're over.
It's
yeah,
done.
It's done.
Exactly
it's
done. What Hoist
I don't care how big a biceps you got, what the fuck you think you are.
Yeah.
And the crowd is
You're done.
It's going I hate crazy. To say it, but Gerard is in a lot of trouble.
He's gonna get
surprised the arm bar shows up here real quick.
It looks to me like it could be
Bill, he's going back. To his back. There's that left hand of Hoist underneath Gerard's
RNC.
And he's
Gerard has shin down. And
these braces are anacondas.
Again, and hands underneath. This is a major part of fighting. People do not understand that
over.
This is very strong.
It's got to be a great choke. It's over.
It's over.
Man, Hoist Blitz was kind of late on the recognizing of the taps.
Yeah, that's true. That's really dangerous.
That was just... This was good. Hoist is not letting him go. He wants to make sure the referee sees that this is over. Bro.
He probably got screwed before.
That is the power of jiu-jitsu in action.
Now,
it's funny, the crowd hated it.
Oh, they didn't like him?
No, well, not just him, just that style.
They wanted punching.
Yeah, they wanted fighting.
They didn't understand it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Lummy, this is UFC 2. Did Hoist win UFC 2, too?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think he won, you know. La ville. Look at this. Rich the G-Man.
Goins.
The Denver, Colorado souhaite la bienvenue pour la finale de l'Ultimate
Fighting.
Is it the championship, though?
Is this Helio's, like, grandson or something?
Hold on, look at Big John McCarthy. Look at Big John
Helio
McCarthy.
Helio was born in, like, 1900.
He's got some biceps.
Parce que c'est ce que Royce voudrait.
Royce will stand to
Royce va rester sur le côté pour éviter les coups de genoux dans la figure. L'autre ne peut rien faire. Royce va essayer de tourner. Royce fera un étranglement. Mauvaise position pour lui.
He's Helio's
Comment va-t-il
son.
S'en sortir
son?
Ah, c'est très difficile. Il faudra qu'il
He's Helio Gracie's son.
Yes.
Proche son pied à celui de Royce.
And he's the one. This guy right here, Anna Hoist, is the one that gave Rob his black belt.
That's incredible.
So Rob's black belt was awarded by Hoist. And that's kind of the Gracie Tampa, like, top of the tree on down, you know,
family
tree, so to speak. So, and then Matt Arroyo was awarded his black belt through Rob. So just think, Matt Arroyo is only one person away from a Grace, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, legacy is very important.
Oh, very important. Very important. I mean, arguably, you could say, you know, that Hoist Gracie was the kind of the first person to bring this sport to the American forefront. Now, this was obviously in Brazil and stuff, something way before, you know, it started becoming popular here.
Yeah.
But,
well,
I mean
originally
was...
it's a Japanese form of martial arts.
Oh, is it?
Jiu-jitsu, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you have to say Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Like, you have to specify.
And I think Hoist's dad or family might have been some of the forefathers of it in... Lemmy, what's this?
Oh, this is a bare knuckle. I thought I was going to see
it earlier. The bounce of Houston Alexander.
Video. Houston Alexander, he was training under Hoist, and I guess he does bare knuckle now.
Number
they
one.
This guy out in like 20 seconds. You had to be
West. He's in the black and red trunks. Black nice. And white trunks for West Coast.
This is so fucking brutal, this bare knuckle shit.
Stand nice jab from Alexander.
I mean, they also don't punch as hard because they can't.
No, you can't. That's one of the things that kind of naturally keeps it in check. Because you can't throw as hard or you'll fucking break your hand.
Yeah.
Swinging big, coming to the inside. That's the half type one, landed the uppercut.
I think this is about over. And
Alexander said he wanted to do.
Which one are we pulling for? Which guy wins?
Well, that's the guy in the studio is the black guy.
The guy we had in the studio?
Yeah, he almost broke my nose, but.
He did?
Yeah, you had me wrestle him and he put me in some move that almost broke my nose.
You're, what? The Combs guy?
No, he's
the
Alexander. Yeah.
Well, do we got video of that?
Yes.
He's coming.
We can make that a new video.
Not looking good, managing the distance really good, using that jab to keep the bigger guy away. It's working so far. Down goes West Coast!
Oh, he's out.
That's scary.
Hey, Red, do you want all of my, because all of my Tom Brady, Shador, all that, they're about anywhere between 3 and like 11 seconds. Do you want me just to put them all together as one video, or do you want them individual? I got to think putting them all together as one might be easier. Yeah. Okay, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You sure? I think we're pretty much done for the day. I think we gave a bunch of people a bunch of added value. Hopefully people go and download this and save it and share it and
like it.
Well,
if they're listening to it, they already did.
Yep. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You know what? You're...
Either.
That's why I pay you the big bucks to wade through all my stupidity. Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
Yeah, hey, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. thank you very much for downloading this podcast. I got to be honest with you. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I hope this was a good enough show for you.
Chances are Bubba's probably sleeping right now as you're listening to this.
Chances are I'm maybe jacking off right now.
Nice.
While you're listening to this.
You earned it.
And if it's past 6, I'm already asleep.
Hey, and the chances are half the people listening are too.
Chances are you might be jacking off to this right now. Great.
We're all going
to
finish right now. You ready?
Everybody finish. 1, 2, 3.
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done.
You didn't finish it.
I'm pregnant. Pause.